We're going to jump now to a school board race, District 25, and Clayton Armstrong is running for D25 trustee, and we want to welcome him to the program. Clayton, welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I know you're a longtime educator. You're running for the school board in D25. Tell us about what your platform and what is driving you to run for this seat.
Well, I am a longtime educator. I loved teaching and coaching. Also own a business in town. I have five generations of family here, and the school system is very important to us. My dad was actually a board member many years ago also, and I've just seen some downward turns, I think, in some of the things and decisions are being made. I've spoke a few times at board meetings and, you know, with concerned parents, and not much has taken place. So yeah. I just felt a real inclination to get involved.
One of the things that you've been very, very passionate and outspoken about was the Pocatello mascot. Of course, it shifted from Indians. Is it the Thunderbolts? Is that what is that right?
It's the Thunder.
The Thunder.
But then
okay.
they used the Bison as a mascot.
So. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I kind of know where you stand on this, but this has been kind of a real sticking point for you, right?
Well, yeah, I can understand that things change, but I think the whole process of how it happened, it was kept under wraps behind closed doors with like a lot of other decisions. And those are the things I think when you have a mascot of 128 years and you have also the great-granddaughter, Chief Pocatello, come and speak in opposition of changing it, as well as many community members, that you need to take a step back and reevaluate that, which wasn't done. No. And so, I think to include the community in that, to also go out to, you know, Shoshone Bannock and include them and do some real positive things, like offer Indian education classes at the high school and other things. I just think there were so many better ways to honor that tradition and honor the Native American people.
So, Clayton, I want to ask you, do you consider it now water under the bridge, or is this something you want to revisit and look at restoring the mascot back to the Indians?
There's a lot of communities that have restored the mascots that have been taken down. One recently just down in Dixie, Utah. I certainly would open that discussion up and find out and really give it more of an open discussion and open opportunity for people to be involved and the reservation to be involved. I think there's a lot of pressing matters. That's not as critical as some, but it's definitely an issue that I'm interested in, and I think other people are.
We're talking with Clayton Armstrong, candidate for School District 25. Clayton, what are some of the other issues? I know every school board during this pandemic is dealing with issues around masking and requiring kids to wear masks. Where do you stand on that? How could parents and patrons, what would they expect from you when it comes to that particular issue?
You know, I'm not anti-mask, but I'm completely pro-choice. So I think that option always needs to be given to the parents, the students, and the faculty, that they not be forced to wear a mask. If they feel like masking makes them safe and comfortable, I have no problem with that. But I definitely don't want to force it. If they don't want to wear it, then don't wear it. I think there's mental health issues when you're putting kids in masks all the time and when you're going on hybrid schedules. So I want to keep the schools open and give everybody their choice on masking.
What other issues do you plan to take up as a trustee on School Board 25 if you were to win?
One of the big issues, I would like to get the budget out there on the district website published so that people can turn to it at any time and see how much money is brought in, where it's spent, how it's spent. That way, if there's deficits, there's problems, people can see that. Whether you have to do a bond or a mill levy, you know, I'm not in favor of raising taxes, but but at least people could see how that money's used, so more transparency. I would like to reach out to businesses and private corporations and donors to try and to get money to come in a way that they might get tax breaks, but the public isn't taxed. I think there's untold abilities to do that, to reach out in the community. And then two other quick things is, one, just really include community comment, parent comment. Listen to them. Don't just give them 5 days before a board meeting with critical issues, but say, hey, in a month or 2 months, we're going to discuss boundaries. I think boundaries need to be discussed again, but we're going to give people opportunity to prepare for that and come and present their ideas, and not kind of have a preconceived decision already made without listening to the public.
Yeah. Clayton, I wanted to ask you also just about overall infrastructure. I know, you know, if you're a school district and a large one, as Pocatello Chubbuck School District is, you always have to deal with infrastructure, building or renovating new schools. Where do you stand on Pocatello and Chubbuck's infrastructure needs when it comes to schools?
I know that there's some buildings that are really in deep need of repair. I've had a couple actually janitors reach out to me, the maintenance guys, who say, you know, we see Pocatello High School getting a multi-million-dollar addition when we have a leaking roof that's been that way for 20 years. I just think that those, again, are things that we have to address. I'm disappointed with what the legislature did years ago and try and get that changed back. Schools were funded by property tax, and then under Senator Risch and Governor Otter, they changed it to sales tax. Well, sales tax fluctuates so much that that's going to affect schools tremendously. And so those issues at the state level have to be looked at. But yeah, infrastructure is huge. And that's, again, why I would like to reach out to people in the community.
All right, Clayton, real quick, how can people find out more about your campaign?
So the best way that kind of explains a lot of the things that I stand for and would like to work on is just a Facebook page that says Vote Clayton Armstrong SD25. And that really has a lot of the things that I've stated and some of the things that I want to review and go over.
All right. Facebook, Vote Clayton Armstrong SD25. Clayton, thank you for your time. We appreciate it this morning, and I wish you luck in these final days before Tuesday.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate all you do.